Septuagint, Leviticus. Septuagint, Volume 3. Translated by the Scriptural Research Institute in 2020 through 2025. Published by Digital Ink Productions in 2025. Forward. In the mid-3rd century BCE, King Ptolemy II Philadelphus of Egypt ordered a translation of the ancient Israelite scriptures for the Library of Alexandria, which resulted in the creation of the Septuagint. The original version, published circa 250 BCE, only included the Torah, or in Greek terms the Pentateuch. The Torah is the five books traditionally credited to Moses, circa 1500 BCE, Cosmic Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The Greek name of the book of Leviticus was Teleuitikon, which translates as of Levites. The Levites were the priestly tribe of the Israelites, who the book of Leviticus establishes as hereditary priests, with established cities to live in. The Hebrew name of the book is Vayikra, normally anglicized as Vayikra. The Hebrew name is based on the first word of the book, which translates as "and he called." The English name is a direct copy of the old Latin name Leviticus, which shares a common origin with the Greek. This book was not in the Samaritikon, the translation of the Samaritan Torah made at the Library of Alexandria before the Septuagint, and therefore the Book of Levites likely seemed like an addition to the Greek translators working at the Library of Alexandria. The old Latin translators seem to have viewed the book the same way and named it accordingly. The textual differences between the Greek Leviticus and Hebrew Vayikra are far less significant than the textual differences in the other books of the Torah, supporting the book as having been written quite recently before it was translated into Greek. The laws of the book correlate with the religious reforms of the Judahite king Josiah, who reigned between 640 and 609 BCE. This was less than 400 years before the Greek translation was made. His reforms apparently began with someone finding an original copy of Moses' laws in the temple in Jerusalem, which then became the basis of his official Torah. The laws found in Leviticus parallel his reforms as described in Fourth Kingdoms and Masoretic Kings, and therefore the book is generally viewed as originating in his time. This is supported by the fact that neither the Samaritans nor the Egypto-Israelites accepted the book in pre-Hellenic times. The Samaritans continued to use their four-book Torah until the Hasmonean dynasty destroyed all copies in the late 2nd century BCE. The Egypto-Israelites were mostly descended from Arameans and Samaritans, who were driven out of Hama, Damascus, and Samaria as the Neo-Assyrian Empire expanded in the 8th and 7th centuries BCE. They generally did not use a copy of the Torah and did not think much of Moses, which was common among the Aramean Israelites. While some Israelite literature was translated into Demotic Egyptian and later the Egyptian form of Aramaic, there are no Egypto-Aramaic copies of Leviticus or even fragments of the book, suggesting it was not used in Egypt. The only Israelite priesthood that appears to have ever used the book of Leviticus was the Judahite priesthood, which explains why there are so few textual differences between the Greek and Hebrew versions. Judahite, the language in which it would have been written, was the Canaanite dialect that classical Hebrew was based on. The only change to the book that the Hasmonean dynasty appears to have made was to transcribe it into the Aramaic square script, now known as the Hebrew script.